At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Tommy, do you like your job?
Love my job.
Do you like it enough to do it for free?
No.
That's what some members of the Rochester City School District are dealing with right now. It is a massive mess with no solution in sight.
Why aren't they getting paid? It's the state.
I'll explain everything. But here's the thing.
What?
Saying, F this, I'm out, pay me or I'm done, may not be as easy as this all sounds.
But they got a union.
They got a union. Oh, I got a union!
Yeah.
Got a union!
Don't unions have like thugs, they rough people up?
For God's sakes, you're hanging out in the break. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Some members of the Rochester City School District staff have not been paid in more than a month.
God damn.
Wow.
This, according to a story on 10NBC last night.
So that's
night.
Not just one paycheck.
No.
It's at least two.
at least two, Tommy.
At least two.
We know it's more than two because they talked to multiple employees. Now, to be clear, these are employees that apparently have been working during the summer. The district, Tommy.
Yeah, what are they saying?
They are using new financial software.
Oh, we're doing a switchover?
That's exactly what they're doing. So the transition has been 10 years in the making, and the district has spent $46 million on it.
They spent $46 million to send you a check?
Oh, well, to figure out payroll, I'm guessing, other things. I don't know what technology is involved.
Man.
It may sound oversimplified than what it actually is. But when it comes to the paycheck part of it.
Yeah, the people are getting a shaft.
Exactly. Multiple school employees spoke on camera on 10NBC saying not only had they not been paid, but when they email this company, they get no answer. When they call this company, they get
this
no answer.
This is the company that sends them their check, not the state.
Not the state. Right. This is the payroll company, it seems.
So they outsource this thing.
All you right. got it, like most places.
Yeah.
One employee said they were put on hold for 2 hours when they called this company and never got the answer they needed. And this is all direct deposit, by the way. The district said that they can't issue paper checks to the employees to pay them. So these folks are SOL.
Yeah.
They have been working and they are not getting paid. Now,
how long can you do that before, like you said, you're just going to go get another gig?
So we'll get to that in a second, but I do want to be fair. We are a fair show. The Rochester City School District put out a statement saying, amongst other things, quote, payroll issue is affecting a small number of employees and is not systematic. Large-scale transitions in organizations often involve temporary challenges. You mentioned the union. The union is trying to get involved here and get all this data.
Yeah, they got to get some muscle out there.
All right, so here's the problem.
What?
Your first thought was, well, if you're not going to pay me,
you walk.
I quit this bitch.
Well, I mean, if you can't give me an answer, and it sounds like they're not even saying, well, hey, it's coming soon. Mm-hmm. How long do I do for nothing?
Right.
Great question. And you'd understand that move.
Yeah.
But here, for teachers, other types of school employees, there are years you've worked that you have to worry about.
Yeah.
Pensions, benefits, things like that. I mean, you can quit and go get a job at Wegmans and get paid every day, but you're losing your pension, or at least you're not adding to it. If you are an actual educator and you want to stay in that field, on August 6th, would you be able to quit your job and find a job as a teacher somewhere else?
Immediately, yeah.
I thought they were hurting for teachers.
I mean, we haven't heard that story over the summer. Maybe they got everything figured
out. So these are mostly summer gigs?
To be fair, I'm not entirely sure. They talked to people who said they had worked over the summer.
So I guess it's like the janitors, the maintenance people, the guy who does or cuts the grass. Nobody's getting paid.
Possibly. Well, no. Again, it said
some people.
Some people, not everybody.
Okay.
And I literally looked at your face.
That would piss me off more. That would really piss me off. Like, if we're all not getting paid.
Yeah, and some.
Can you imagine, we're not getting paid.
Yeah.
But, you know, Spisano's still getting paid. Like, it's a glitch on you guys. You know, I would be more pissed if some people were getting some money and I ain't.
Yeah, okay. You're right. It would be different if we're all in this together.
Same boat. But then we could all bitch together.
But here's the problem. If we're all in this together, I would worry that there's a reason why we're all not getting paid.
Like, yeah, but I still ain't getting paid.
I would also worry about quitting because if I quit, am I ever going to get those lost paychecks?
Great question.
You know what I mean?
They
like,
owe
I feel like I would keep.
Oh, they owe you. Hey, yeah. Kimmy, they owe you.
I know.
Here comes lawyer up. Sucker Tommy, what, for $4,000?
Yes.
I would worry that by quitting, it's only going to prolong me getting that money I'm owed.
Okay. You may never get it. If you think you may never get the hell out.
Okay, but that's her point.
Yeah.
Double birds out the door, baby.
No, but I get
Brian Cox that thing.
The phone number is 252-WCMF.
Quit this bitch.
252-9263. How long would you keep working without a paycheck? And they're telling you it's
I'm
common.
I'm close now.
I mean, it's not like getting that new job puts all your old cash back in your pocket.
No, but if I got nothing, I mean, that's really going to bite you in the ass quick.
Well, yeah.
You start falling behind.
No, you're right, and we'll get to that in a second. All right, let's do it this way, right? We'll make it as easy as possible, as relatable as possible. Kimmy? Same situation as this story, but it's happening here. There is no explanation as to why it's happening, no solid date when it will end. How long would you keep working this job without getting paid?
I would probably continue on probably longer than most people just because, again, I'd want that paycheck. But I guess like once you see other people start quitting, that may be the writing on the wall. I would probably go once other people make the move.
2 months?
Yeah.
3 months?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't survive probably more than 2 months without a paycheck.
Okay. Tommy Mulay?
Yep.
Same situation?
Yeah.
Right. How long would you work this job without getting a paycheck?
Well, I mean, once things start piling up, you gotta do something.
So give me a timeline. Would you go more than a month?
Well, if I go a month, then I'm only 5 months behind. So I think I could do a month.
I don't think you would quit.
I have to quit. I have no. They turn off the power.
Yes, Pat.
Follow up question. Where are you getting a job?
We get a regular ass job.
Where?
I don't know.
Where?
I go to Wegmans.
They're going to hire you?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know.
Because you cut meat like 40 years ago.
I could push carts. Not all of them. I could bring the carts in one at a time.
What job?
Not in these shoes.
If you quit this
job. I can't get no job.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you sit here, I'll show you, I'll quit.
So, what am I coming in here for, the AC?
I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
Like, nobody comes in here for the laughs.
You'd have nowhere to go.
You know where to go. People can find out that.
Look, I got the same problem. Like, if I'm going to sit here and go, I'm going to quit, what am I qualified to do? What job am I going to go get? I'm qualified for this, and I'm not even qualified for this.
I'm going to get a job at, like, Bill's Camp or something. Working the door.
They already threw your ass out of there.
Well, I'll change my name.
Yeah, no, because looking at you isn't the most memorable thing of all time. 252-WCMF. Several employees in the Rochester City School District have not been paid in over a month. It's all part of this issue. They're switching over to this new like technology payroll place. And because of that, there's been a couple of issues. These people that are not getting paid said they've called the company, they've emailed the company, they've been put on hold for hours and hours. They still haven't gotten the answer they needed. The district says they cannot issue them paper checks. So these people are like SOL right now. They're in trouble. And we're asking how long you go with your job before you quit not getting a paycheck. I mean, what if it's a job you really like? You love this job.
I love it, but, you know, that only takes you so far. Especially if you start really being inconvenient, like you and your kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got kids, so you can't dick around long.
You're right, but no job that I go get is going to pay me what this job pays. And again, I don't even get paid that much here.
I understand. It's cake.
And like, I will never be able to get a job like this again. Like, it's not like I can
they
walk
don't
away.
Exist.
Exactly. Yeah. Like 5 years from now, I can't be like, well, I think I'm going to get back into radio.
So how long do you hold on?
I would have to hold on forever.
Forever.
No, I'm serious. Right. I cannot quit this job.
I can't even pay for parking.
Well, then maybe you quit being a priss-ass bitch and park on the street like
I'm not
else
poor
does.
Parking. I'm not poor parking with you low-enders.
You're pork parking?
I don't low park.
Well, guess what?
I got a swanky lifestyle up there.
Up
on level
there.
2.
252 WCMF, you know, we were talking about where you could work.
Yeah.
Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy.
Oh.
What's up, buddy?
Morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Oh, same thing here, Tommy. Yeah. If you're looking for a job, that is Walmart for you, for greeting in the front over there for you.
Walmart greeter?
Yeah. Tell them, good morning, get in and get out.
Teddy, how long would you go without a paycheck?
Not long. first week that I don't get a paycheck from the company, I'm out there find something else.
He's out of there.
But he's one of those guys that probably knows how to do like a million things.
Why do you say that?
Because he came
Go ahead, Tommy.
Well,
go ahead.
No, he came from a poor country.
Uh-huh.
He moved here and he had to figure things out.
You know, Teddy's more than just an immigrant. He's a human being. You know that, right?
I understand that, but I'm saying like he had to understand the language, the money, and had to work hard. You and I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
That's right. You have to be flexible unto this society.
You came up tough.
Let him talk, you idiot.
You think you could swim here from Indonesia?
Yeah, actually, I got here by pushed by tsunami.
Came in on a surfboard.
So Teddy's
out. Out of a front door.
Teddy is out in 1 week. He's done. You pay Teddy or he's walking.
Yeah.
Teddy.
That's right.
Great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I would love to be a guy like that. Like, you could do anything.
I would love to be a guy that works hard. Yeah, you're never going to know what that's like.
No, but also can, like, adapt.
Yeah, again, that's hard work, you idiot. You're not just born with the ability to adapt. That comes from struggle, which you've never had in your life. My father bought me a boat, took me on vacations.
I could have picked up Teddy on that tsunami run.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Adam writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, the other issue, if they get paid in one big lump sum, they'll be bumped out of the tax bracket and get more taken out. What about the taxes? Never thought about the taxes. What's funny about this story, and I see you guys on hold, we'll get back to you, with these city school district employees having not been paid in over a month.
Mm.
It's obviously a tech issue with payroll for these folks.
Yeah,
not
it's a little glitch.
Exactly. But we've talked about on the show before how this town is a big under-the-table town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I am willing to bet more people listening than you think have gone a pay period or more not getting paid because the owner could go without paying them, or because the cash for the business they work for just wasn't there.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, they'll tell you, I just need a day or two. Yeah. It turns it a little bit more. You get a check. It bounces. All of a sudden, your boss isn't picking up his phone.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, you get a hold of them, then they play it off like you did something wrong. Like, working those under-the-table jobs is great because you get to keep all your money.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks because you have no protection.
That's true.
Because if they just don't want, if they decide.
Nobody to complain
you're flying
to.
Blind.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? You really have to trust that person. But there are people that, like Kimmy said, they're afraid if they quit this job, that dude ain't going to pay you.
Yeah. You're never going to see it.
It happened with my last agent, my comedy agent.
Yeah.
He owed me $5,000.
Didn't he hang himself?
Yeah, when he hired me as a client.
That was kind of implied. You suck.
No, that was.
He sucked so bad. He couldn't take it anymore.
He owed me $5,000.
Oh, my God.
And
5 years of work? So you never got it, right?
No, I was like, F this, I'm out. Never sent me the money.
Yeah.
And he's dead.
Well, those ages never. Is he really dead?
No, he died, yeah. Hung himself. No, I'm kidding. But he died. He's definitely dead. Yeah. He deserved it. The guy was a piece of crap. But the point I'm getting at is because I walked away, I didn't get my money. It's $5,000.
Yeah.
72 shows. 252 to BCMF. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Good, man.
So I've been in my own business for 30 years. And
how about Skyler so bad at his business he doesn't pay himself?
I do forget to pay myself. But I always keep a side gig because tattoos, it's not a steady paycheck. So, I might expect to make a certain amount of money in a week and somebody, their car breaks down or they just don't show up or whatever. So I got a little something to keep, make sure I got a little money coming. But after 30 years of tattooing, my back hurts. So I've been having side gigs where I can stand up. And it shocks people because they see me as a successful tattoo artist. But
they do?
I got a job. They do. You don't. I know. You see my art, though. Shut up.
Good catch.
But I got a side gig at Taco Bell, and everybody thought it was a joke. Like, I took a picture of me at Taco Bell in my uniform, and they're like, what is going on with this? I'm like, just a little side gig to do something to ensure that I have a steady income. And I quit that one, and I worked at Dollar General for a little while, and everybody thought, well, what the hell are you doing? Like, ensuring that I can eat this week, because sometimes I make more money than I thought I was going to make at tattooing. Sometimes I don't make any.
Okay, I get that. Now, it's weird, because as you're describing this, if you're watching the live stream, you're seeing Tommy make faces. Why are you making faces, Tommy?
Well, he's a successful tattoo artist.
Uh-huh.
That sometimes doesn't make any money.
But the way you explained it makes perfect sense. It's
right. I mean, it's not a steady paycheck.
Joe T always had a steady paycheck.
Yeah. Giving.
Yeah.
T was always doing good.
Hey, remember a second ago? Yeah. We heard a guy talk about when Teddy was online, how he wished he was, you know, able to adapt to all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then a guy calls up with the exact same story Teddy has.
And
you
he
crap
ain't
on
no
him.
Teddy. Skyler ain't Teddy.
You do what you have to do to
yeah,
survive.
Yeah, but he ain't no Teddy. That's an insult to the Teddy.
No, I'm telling you, man. Like, you sit here and go, oh, I wish I was adaptable and had that kind of drive. Skyler calls up and describes exactly what you want to be, and you bust him. Like, this is why
I didn't bust. I just don't want Skyler touching my guacamole.
Listen, my story ain't done yet because I got a job at a brewery, and you're talking about not getting paid or whatever. So the guy that runs the place is super duper cool. The guy that runs the kitchen or whatever that gives me a paycheck is a dick. So I'm asking him one day, where's my check? I got your check. Well, where's my check? I told you I got your check. Could I have my check? Throws his hands up in the air like he's in second grade. Well, let's stop the world for Skyler. So I walked out.
I like
the door.
This dude.
So now he can send me my check.
So you quit. The first check, you quit. You were done.
No, it wasn't the first check. It was like my fifth check. But
no, I'm saying the first time you missed it.
Yeah. He's looking for my – he goes into the kitchen and finds my check. He's looking under loaves of bread. I go, my check better not be under a goddamn loaf of bread.
Skyler, I gotta go, buddy. But thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. My check better not be.
If I ask for my check and they go into the kitchen, I'm immediately suspicious. Yeah.
All right, Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, with this initial story we started talking about with the Rochester City School District, some people having not been paid in over a month because of this new payroll issue. Some employees are getting paid fine. Right. Others are not getting paid at all. All right. So, Tommy.
Yeah.
Let's say you are getting paid.
Yeah.
And Kimmy has not been paid in over a month.
Okay.
And she is talking around the studio about how desperate she is and about how bad things are getting.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, 6 in 10 Americans are living paycheck to paycheck right now.
Stuff out there.
Okay. Kimmy can't pay rent. Credit cards maxed out. She's in a bad way. She doesn't know
Stuck.
What to do. You have been getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Would you offer to help her out?
No, I got a path for her. I can help her out.
What do you got?
So, buddy of mine, wife is a doctor. So, I know they got it. So let me talk to them.
I asked you if you would offer to help her out.
I am going to help
so
her out.
So you would not offer to
I'm a finder.
So you would not offer to
I'm
help
a fixer.
Her.
More of a fixer than
so
a giver.
So you're leading me to
I could give you my
money.
Piddly money. But buddy
okay,
yeah,
I know a guy.
Ride.
He doesn't pay for a house.
New
no
ride
property
for
taxes,
my
nothing like that.
Off in London town, baby.
He would
you
just
wouldn't
have to sell one shirt.
Seriously.
I could. What can I give her?
$100. She needs $100 right now.
$100 I could do.
All right, and every couple of days she'll
$100. What?
Yeah. All right, let's say you give her
multiple hundreds?
Well, yeah, because that's what life is, man. Life costs multiple hundreds over time.
I don't have multiples of anything.
Okay. All right, let's say you give her $300 over 2 weeks.
Okay.
Turns out a few months ago she booked a vacation before all this started.
It's paid for
already.
It's already paid for. Already paid gotta for. Go. You know, I don't want to waste it.
After you lend her that money, she goes for a week.
A best.
But she already paid for
I'm
it.
I'm paying for a vacation.
No,
she can cancel.
Why? She's not going to get the money back.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for you.
What's the point?
So
you'd make her.
I'm sitting here working.
Well,
I give her $300.
Working.
What?
We're all working. It's not like I'm not working.
Yeah, but you're jetting ass off.
Just not getting paid for it.
No, but she actually does work here.
I know.
No,
I
well, that's
know.
The funniest part is like you're getting paid to sit in a leather chair and do unfunny jokes. Skyler impressions. Kimmy's doing actual work, not getting paid, and you have the gall to be like, what?
But you wouldn't be pissed off if you gave somebody money and they're going on vacation. That's an insult.
Would it be frustrating? Yes, but would you understand the reasoning?
No. It pissed me off.
Okay, so she can't get any refund, but you still want her to not
I'll
know.
Give her the money, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring it up multiple times.
Fine, I'll bring you back a souvenir.
Where are you going?
You like wooden turtles?
She needs $10 for the wooden turtle.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Rochester, New York, one of the best food towns in America.
No doubt.
It's a fact. It's in print. You can't ever take that away from us. And we do a lot of foods really, really well.
Yeah.
Yet there is one thing
that
not a single place in our area, at least according to these publications, seem to excel in.
Came a little short.
And here's the thing. As much as we have massive pride in where we're from, I mean, if you want to make an argument here, it might be a little tough.
Well, this ain't our thing.
I don't know. You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is rarely a food list in New York that Rochester is not included.
Yeah.
But we may have found the first one ever.
Okay.
USA Today did a list of the 10 best dessert shops in the state of New York. And Rochester did not have a single business make the list.
We've got some killer bakeries.
Yep. But no bakery, no pastry place, no donut shop, no pies, no cakes, no chocolate shakes.
No ice cream. Does that count?
Nothing.
Ice cream cakes, nothing. Nada, zip, zilcho. But here's the thing.
That is interesting.
Here's the thing. New York City has a ton of famous dessert places.
Yeah, they gotta like own that.
All right, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Even more insulting.
Yeah.
TripAdvisor has a list of the 20 best dessert places in upstate New York. And these are places chosen by the people. The only Rochester business that showed up in the top 20 of upstate New York.
Who's that?
Savoya Pastries on Clifford.
Yeah, that's an old school Italian joint.
1929, I believe.
1929?
There is your. Why do I know that off the top of my head?
I don't know. That's really weird.
Man, that's when they only served Italians. So what about Abbott's? For ice cream.
I mean, it's so
unique. Maybe do they not consider Abbott's ice cream?
Well, ice cream, I mean, like, it's a dessert.
Well, it's a dessert for sure.
True.
And it's almost like a destination for people in the summertime.
Is custard not good to people outside of Rochester?
Oh.
Because there's other custard places. Abbott's didn't invent custard, right?
No, I don't think so.
I'm asking. I don't know. It's been around.
They had to be one of the first.
It's been around before Savoya, which opened in 1929, which now nobody will ever forget listening to the show, because Savoya opened in 1929. Is Rochester not good at dessert? 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
No, because we got great Jewish bakeries here, right?
Well, there's only one that sticks out in my head, and it's Malik's.
No, but there's a few in that area.
I understand, but I can't, like, name them. And I love Jewish bakeries.
Yeah, I do too.
Custard was invented at Coney Island, New York.
By the Earl of Custard.
General Custard.
Archie and Elton Core.
Archie and Elton?
Why?
Weren't they on tour?
They called it frozen custard, and it was a hit on the boardwalk.
Okay, all right, so we did not invent custard. Okay, so you bring up the Jewish bakeries. Yeah, no, look, I agree with you.
Yeah.
You're the worst guy to have this conversation with, though. You don't like sweets, and you eat like a bitch.
But I have had Malik's, and I've had Savoy, and they're both great joints.
I agree with you. All right, Kimmy, what is your favorite dessert place in Rochester?
Ooh.
Right off the top of your head.
I mean, I'm a big ice cream person.
Okay.
So Abbott's was... Any ice cream is always my go-to, but Abbott's was like top tier in the summertime.
And they make it. I mean, it's their product, right? It's not like they're buying like Perry's ice cream and selling it. Oh, you know, okay. And look, we have some great dessert places. Cheesy Eddie's last week.
Oh, yeah. Forget about that.
Fantastic. Donuts Delight does unbelievable stuff.
But do they consider a donut dessert or a breakfast?
Yes, because Paula's Donuts was on this list of the TripAdvisor. Right. They were actually number one in upstate New York.
So are there people like going after dinner to get donuts? Or buying donuts for their after-dinner treat?
Well, they sell other pastries, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
By the way, Leo's Bakery and Delery. Leo's Bakery and Deli comes to mind.
Yeah,
and I know
that thing's nothing but.
And we're forgetting places, I know. But as great as all of these places are for us here in Rochester, are there equivalents in other cities?
Yeah, they're not standouts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can't get a garbage plate anywhere else in the world, at least one that's good. And I would put some of our Italian restaurants up against every other in the nation.
Absolutely.
Which one was just named one of the best in the country down here in the city? Why am I blanking? Not Aunt Netta's. You know which one I'm talking about.
The Italian joint from here?
Yeah, well, they were named one of the best restaurants in America, or one of the best restaurants, the restaurant you had to eat before you die. We just talked about it like a month ago. Doesn't matter.
All right.
In almost every other food genre, Rochester is a place that can't be matched by restaurants across the country.
You're right.
Why don't we have that for dessert?
I don't know. Because we don't have anything unique about our desserts, probably.
Kimmy just brought up Evan's custard.
Yeah. All right,
but I don't know if there's that's pretty normal around the country.
Okay.
Like if it's all over New York City.
Yeah, and it's weird, too, because, I mean, bakeries are even in, like, the tiniest of little towns across America. So I can't think of something that would, like, I don't even know how you judge that, how one cake would stand out over another.
Okay, you have to admit.
Unless you're doing, like, some crazy stuff.
Well, no, but, I mean, you have to admit, if you go on a trip somewhere.
Have you ever been in a town that didn't have a bakery?
No, I know. I agree with you. But there are some bakeries or dessert places in other towns you'll walk in, and that will be so good that you'll be like, I have to go back here again. Mm. Like, for example, there's that famous place in Boston. I just went to it in the North End there. Their cannolis are, like, world-class, and they nailed it. There's a bakery in Skinny Atlas. I hate Skinny Atlas.
Mm.
The only reason – it's called the Skinny Atlas Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I get excited is because their cinnamon roll is the best cinnamon roll I've ever had in my life.
All right.
But, like, I go out of my way to go get it. And, like, there's really good cinnamon rolls.
Mm.
But, like, I make sure when I go to Skinny, when I'm dragged to that town, that I go to this bakery and get one of these giant-ass cinnamon rolls because it's that good.
But anytime you go to these big old northeastern cities, they all have a billion old bakeries. You know, they've been doing it for 100 years.
But so do we.
Yeah, but I think they just overshadow everybody else.
Is that what it is?
It's got to be.
More options.
But then how do you explain it? You got the same argument for Italian restaurants, and again,
that's why I am surprised, because, like, New York City should crush us. In Italian restaurants.
Okay.
Same thing as Boston. You know what I mean? They're just old Italian towns.
But they don't.
Yeah. That's impressive.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks are getting now upset with this list.
Oh, now here come the bakery heads.
Again, USA Today did a list of the top 10 dessert places in the state of New York. Rochester did not have one place make the list, but, you know, New York City, a lot of stuff, so that's fine. TripAdvisor has their top 20 dessert places in upstate New York. This is chosen by the people. The only business in Rochester to make it in the top 20 was Savoia on Clifford, which, by the way, opened in 1929.
Really?
Everybody in Rochester is going to know that date from now on. Maddie's upset that Ridge Donuts didn't make the list.
That's more of a coffee shop. I know they do donuts.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it more of a coffee shop?
Well, that's where my father-in-law used to hang out.
What's it called again?
Ridge Donut.
Ridge Donuts and Coffee Shop.
Yeah. It's just really, those guys just sat there and drank coffee all day at the counter.
Kimmy, they don't really do donuts at Ridge Donut.
They do donuts, but again,
you think of it
I
more
don't.
For in the morning,
I don't
do at night.
I don't think of that place. I wouldn't go there for a cake.
No, I hear you. Well, it's cutting.
I would go there to tell Tony he needs to go home because Blanche is looking for him.
Rocco's. Italian place that I was trying to come up with. Thank you, Lisa.
Rocco's was the
joint that was named one of the best places. Gotcha. Rocky's, not Rocco's. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can I throw out a dessert theory?
A theory?
A theory as to why maybe we don't have the same dessert cachet that we have with other foods.
What's your theory?
Okay. We have some cultures that have always been big traditionally here in Rochester.
Yeah.
Irish, Italian, Eastern European. Do they not do good desserts?
Yeah, but they do.
Okay, the Irish don't do good desserts.
What are they? What is there an Irish dessert?
Yeah, it's called whiskey.
So
Eastern Europeans dessert?
Well, Puerto Ricans do too, because they do those cheese. Was it a flan they make?
Flan?
What is it? Yeah. It has like that burnt top on it. It's really good.
So, how many Puerto Rican bakeries do you go to?
None.
And
but they do really good. But I bet you there's some killer Puerto Rican bakeries
I
don't know about.
I've never heard of a Puerto Rican bakery in Rochester.
But you don't go into those neighborhoods.
I do go into those neighborhoods.
What are you doing in there?
Just looking for Puerto Rican bakeries.
Yeah, walking around, looking around, running your mouth.
Wait, 252-WCMF, seriously, can I get one of those? Because I would definitely.
They're delicious.
Is there a Puerto Rican bakery?
Right? There has
the
to be. We have a big.
Comes up, first one that comes up when you Google it, it's on North Clinton. It's called Bornken Bakery? Bornquen Bakery? Not sure how to pronounce it.
The only girl can't pronounce Puerto Rican bakery.
Well, you can look at it.
Okay, I don't know why you get mad at me. I'm just making fun of you.
And do the Ukrainians do
desserts? They have that really, the Eastern European dessert is really good. They put sugar on a beet and then serve it over pours. No, like I'm trying to think of what
you
it
eat,
is.
No.
Look, in the I agree with
I don't
you.
Know. Every culture does a dessert.
The Puerto Rican population in Rochester, compared to the others, are relatively new.
Okay.
Right? So you don't have the 100-year-old foothold in food businesses, right? When it comes to the Eastern European stuff, I can't think of like a Ukrainian dessert or
But I bet you they got them.
Okay. Italians have good desserts.
Yes, but they're more cookie-based.
And I would also argue Italian desserts are an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Italian cookies, if you don't grow up with them, will not be your favorite cookie. How many kids want a cookie filled with figs in the middle and then like a topping on top that's a little bit spicy?
Okay.
Also, it has sesame seeds for some reason.
I do like those almond cookies. God, they're so good.
But again, that's if you hand like a five-year-old an almond cookie.
Yeah.
Also, all Italian cookies, and I love Italian cookies, they're dry if you don't have the taste for it.
Yeah, they're not. It's not going to be like a Toll House cookie.
Exactly.
Because they have one. It's just called Bones.
And was that your mom's favorite Italian cookie?
Oh, my God. My mother put bones. She must have ate bones constantly.
Bones in her mouth 24/7.
Bro, every time.
And then she went and got cookies. Ow! Because she was all Also, even when you get outside of the cookies and the Italian desserts, a lot of Italian desserts have coffee taste to it.
That's what I like.
Okay,
like
I know
you. Biscotti, like a dip.
But you're also an old man. Like, if you're talking about a dessert you fall in love with as a kid.
Yeah, they are hard.
Yeah, like, no 8-year-old's like, I'll have the tiramisu,
the crunchy cookie, please.
Thank you. Like, you got the cannoli, which is great.
Yes. This one that'll take out my tooth.
252-WCMF. We got more Instagram messages coming in. I'm an idiot.
What?
We're making fun of Eastern European desserts. Erica reminds us that Phillips European has amazing desserts. And I'm pretty sure that's European.
But that's like, but that's like across the board. There's not like a...
specific.
An ethnic group in that. It's all like all kinds of
in dirty. Phillips European.
Well, I'm guessing it's like all Europe.
Have you ever been?
All of Europe.
I think I have. I think I had lunch there once. You used to go all the time, right?
Yeah, so like they had this deal. I don't know if they still had it where it was like buy one, get one free chicken French like one day a week.
Oh.
Really?
It was really good. But the bakery there is like, it's amazing. Chart.
But he's a baker, right?
Says
right
it's French leaning.
So he does his own stuff.
Yeah, at Phillips European.
Yeah. He's his own guy?
I think so. He's his own.
I don't know.
He's his own man. It's French leaning, it said?
That's what it says in Google.
It's really good. If you've never been, I highly suggest you
go. Oh, I love some French.
You can't dress like that and make fun of French desserts.
I know, you're jeans on.
You think
today.
I look French?
You know what you look like?
What do I look
like a French motorcyclist that fell asleep and woke up 70 years later. Of what happened?
That's your French accent?
I can't do accents.
You took French for 4 years.
You're the accent guy in the room, man. I don't do accents, except for this one. 252-WCMF. We're trying to figure out why Rochester did not make this list, either the top 10 dessert places in the state of New York or top 20 desserts as done by TripAdvisor.
Maybe those other bakeries that are on the list, maybe they have like one signature thing that they're known for, like that you just can't find anywhere else, or a certain, you know, just it. They make a dish taste very unique. Whereas like here, like you could get a lot of good stuff, but I can't think of like one thing that any of those bakeries are known for, one specific thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Again, like there's no garbage plate of desserts in Rochester. Yeah.
No.
You were asking about Puerto Rican desserts.
Yes.
Scott writes
us. Is it flan?
Scott writes us. I got it for you. And I'm going to show
it's
Kimmy.
It's really good.
I'm going to show Kimmy how you speak Spanish. Scotty writes us. He says his wife is Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican flan de queso.
Flan de queso.
Flan de queso.
But that's how it's spelled.
You're saying it like Italian.
I know I am. It's flan de queso is what it says.
Flan de queso.
So I'm guessing it's cheese.
So it's like a cheese.
Flan with cheese on
but
it.
But it's got like a coating over it, and it's like they burn it. And it's on the top.
Okay.
It's really good. In my village, we had many desserts. Mostly bones.
So there's an Argentinian
human
guy.
Human bones.
The Argentinian guy. He's living in Puerto Rico now and making
it. It's the same accent.
Okay, it's not the same.
It is below the equator. You would not understand. My village.
You know what else we're lacking here in Rochester?
What?
A place with
talent.
This man who does Argentinian Puerto Rican accent. Nobody does crazy milkshakes. And I've been banging this drum for years.
What's
a crazy milkshake?
No, what's the place near you?
Wait, every goddamn place that's throwing cookies and crap at it.
White Rabbit? Is that what it's called?
Okay, yeah. So
2 pounds of peanut butter and everything else.
You guys are yelling about two different things right now.
He's just talking.
Well, what's a shake? What's a crazy shake?
What's a shake? What's a milkshake?
We'll get to White Rabbit, just to catch Tommy up. If you go to other cities, like major cities, there are like four or five places that specialize.
Burger places.
Yes, in giant milkshakes. And not only is the milkshake huge, they have like all kinds of crazy crap coming out of them.
All right.
Like they feed
I did go to a place like this.
In Rochester?
Yes.
And you didn't tell me?
It's called Mood.
You monster?
Mood?
Like Mood, like a cow Mood.
Mood past
Burger
tense.
Bar. It's on University, and they have crazy milkshakes.
Why did you? I've been saying for years I love crazy milkshakes. You don't tell me.
It just popped into my head.
How big are they?
So they're huge, and they put like all these other places. They take like an ice cream sandwich, put it on a stick,
put like a piece of cake on.
So is it like for like five people?
It's supposed to be, but
sounds like you dock a jet ski in it.
Is that what it sounds like? Dock a jet ski.
Affected by the tides. How much? You can't eat all that.
It's awesome.
There's no way you can eat like a gallon of ice cream and then have an ice cream sandwich.
It's definitely made to split, right? Yeah. Like you're not.
No splitsies I'm seeing over here.
No splitsies. And no takesies, backsies. There's a joint in New York City that is famous for this.
For the crazy shake?
Yeah. Could you Google New York City crazy shakes?
It's a chain now, isn't it?
Called Crazy Shake?
Well, there was two of them in New York when I was down there the last time. But like, again, it's an appointment.
Black Tap.
Black Tap, that's the one.
Yep.
Black
Tap. Yeah, I think
Black
they're franchise. Like, I think it's you can find it in other places now.
It was a great.
So it's like over the top.
Bro, it's burgers, fries, and those shakes. Yeah, you get fries and then one of them giant shakes. I got an Oreo one. It had an Oreo ice cream sandwich coming out the top. Oreo cookies, like, surrounding the whole thing. It was unbelievable.
So how much? Is it like 32 ounces of ice cream?
Bro, it was like a $28 milkshake.
Well, Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's like a meal.
I'm pretty sure it's made to split.
Okay.
Not
and you get to eat a burger and fries on top of that?
Well, I ate fries. I just wanted to dip the fries in the milkshake.
You're going to be diabetic at the end.
Is that all going to burn?
Yeah, they give you a boot with that?
Yeah, it's at that new place.
What's it called?
Boot.
Bootsies?
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. We're talking theories as to why we may not be known for our desserts the way other communities have been. Bill writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Rochester doesn't care about desserts like other places because the food we like for dinner is so heavy we don't have enough room.
It is pretty
heavy. That's what's stopping.
He might have a point.
Us.
That's actually a decent theory. Garbage plate, you're full.
Yeah, you're not eating a milkshake.
Yeah, but you don't sit down
top.
And you don't have a garbage plate for dinner. That's something you eat.
No, you do.
You get after you're, you know, buzzed out of your mind.
Everybody eats garbage plates for
I've
dinner.
Never had a garbage plate.
When do you eat garbage plates?
It's when I wasted at the end of the night.
Wasted. I was cool.
So you've never.
It was white boy
never,
wasted.
You've never had a garbage plate sober.
No. So every time, sad. Like my go-to plate when I was doing the comedy club would be Empire Hots right by my house. Go in there late, kid would hook me up, go eat that, and then try to sleep.
You're such a bitch.
What? No, a bitch eats it for dinner. Hangover food and party food for dinner.
Everybody eats garbage plates for meals here. You're out of your element, bro.
Every college kid went late at night
to
eat
them.
Yeah,
they would eat it for dinner and then late at night.
And then, like, every Italian food's the heaviest food of all time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I've never gotten dessert at any local Italian restaurant. So maybe that's it. We're
so full.
Well, dinner heavy.
Yes, dense food.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big night for the east side of Rochester yesterday.
Yeah, buddy.
Not only do you get to see your favorite team behind the scenes.
Hollywood.
You get to see your friends and family, maybe even you.
I can't wait.
Ah, we can't wait. It came out last night.
I'm asleep. I got to watch tonight.
I'm asleep.
I sleep in my village.
Shut up. But Kimmy is here to argue.
Yeah.
Big old deal for Rochester is actually costing people a lot of money.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, the Buffalo Bills are back at training camp at St. John Fisher University this morning. But the world got a look at the Bills training camp situation for the first time last night, the debut of the first episode of Hard Knocks featuring the Buffalo Bills. So you did not watch it.
No.
Kimmy, did you watch it?
No, I haven't checked it out yet.
Okay, are you kidding me?
Well, it's on late.
It wasn't until 9 o'clock.
It's on late. It's a late show.
We'll watch it today.
When this came out, I was furious. You guys laughed at me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're still going to watch it.
The entire time, I said, I'm not watching this because I'm not participating in the jinx. I'm not going to watch a second of it. You guys, it's the greatest thing that ever happened to this town. Greatest thing that ever happened to this team.
I don't think
everybody
said that.
Watches it last night. You guys come in. Oh, you guys host a radio show that is not only the station of the Buffalo Bills.
We saw some highlights.
In Rochester, you didn't watch it.
No. No.
I already saw one part that's going to piss Tommy off, where they're all riding around on scooters.
Oh, I already told him about it this morning because I saw that clip last night on social media. I am furious with the both of you because you knew I wasn't going to watch it.
Yeah.
Why aren't you watching it? You are the biggest Buffalo Bills fan.
He doesn't watch anything. Remember, he didn't watch The Four Falls of Buffalo.
Well, I didn't want to cry at that.
You don't watch any Bills stuff.
I told you, I hate the fact that we are being forced to do Hard Knocks. I think it is a jinx.
Yeah.
But
it's here and it happens, I'm not going to watch.
I'm not going to participate in the jinx. I'm not going to do it. I was relying on you guys to come in and be like, hey, let's tell everybody what happened. And you're like, no, I haven't seen it. I don't know. We're doing that new radio show where we talk about stuff 3 days later.
Well, everything's on demand.
Okay. But, Kimmy, you had a pretty decent take.
Yeah. Well, I figure because it's not... if you don't have HBO, you're out of luck. So I'm thinking a lot of people are going to subscribe to HBO Max, whatever it is now, just so they are in the loop when they go to work the next day.
You're only getting 5 episodes.
Yeah, so you're going to be subscribed to it for at least a month, and nobody cancels after a month.
True.
So you're going to be locked into this new streaming service for sure.
Yeah, that's a good call. You're going to forget.
Yes.
Or you're going to find something that you like.
Or you're going to find something that you like watching, or a show that you've been meaning to watch, and now you got to get caught up on like 7 seasons. So, yeah, you're going to – I'm guessing most people aren't canceling after a month.
So for 5 hours of entertainment that you just want to make sure you're plugged into because everyone else will be talking about it, it's going to cost you $250.
But it's such a unique thing to have in your backyard. Because you thought it was never going to happen.
Yeah.
You thought the Bills would always just say no.
Yeah, because that's what the rules
they
were.
They forced them.
Yes, they did.
Do this.
The Bills are the first franchise.
Dance McDermott.
The Bills are the first franchise that have been forced to do Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And the Bills notoriously like to keep everything in-house, keep everything quiet and harmony. And like I said, with everything going on with James Cook, I am convinced that the cameras being there are pushing that drama.
Ooh, good.
No, it's not good.
I like the drama.
Yeah, because you're not a Bills fan.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Because if you were, you would not like the drama. No drama. No.
I want entertainment.
So you're not a fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan of entertainment.
Okay, so you're not a fan of the Bills?
I like them, but do some.
You mean like play football?
Yeah, cussing.
Shut up.
He just wants to see if his house shows up on the show. I can see my house from here.
He doesn't have a house.
His wife's house.
Thank
my dad.
252 WCMF, the debut of Hard Knocks. I also love how your theory is a good theory, that people are going out and paying for it.
I think everybody, even if you're not like a diehard Bills fan, you're going to be watching just because everybody's going to be talking about it.
Except your theory blows up immediately because neither of you watched Hard Knocks last night. Everyone's going to watch it to stay plugged in. Water cooling around morning. Bam, missed it.
Well, I'm also trying to avoid anything because I don't want to know what happens. I don't want it all spoiled.
Wait, say what?
You know, like a lot of stuff already happened.
I know, but they always have some twists and turns.
I see what you're saying. Like the personal stories.
Yeah, because they'll find different people, they'll find fans to talk to and stuff like that.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
And this is a Pat Duffy guarantee.
You don't like the Bills.
this show is not for us. This show is for everyone else in the world.
I don't care. No. I want to watch it anyway, spoiler.
The point I'm making is...
don't like it. You're going to know the story.
You're going to know a lot of storylines.
You're going to know all of them. All of them.
But that's why they do behind-the-scenes stuff.
Hear me out.
I'm listening.
With the exception of some undrafted rookie free agent, because they always pick one guy to like follow around who's never been around before, Bills fans are so obsessed with this team. We know every little detail about every player that has any kind of close-to-name recognition in Buffalo. So you know every story about Deion Dawkins. For example, I heard last night that Deion Dawkins went and did drifting with a bunch of kids in his car. And we knew that he was really into cars.
Why
are you going to
tell me
stuff.
That now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe watch it like you said you were when it was going to come out. But like we knew that stuff already. Yeah. They talked to Josh. And they talk about his background and all his relationships and stuff like that. We knew about all that stuff. And all the stuff that's happening in practice, we are getting literal eye reports from Mike Danger and every other reporter.
Yeah, but Danger's not in McDermott's office when they come in and they start talking about this guy and that guy and strategy.
You're going to know who gets cut before the last episode.
That is true.
There is nothing we as Bills fans are going to learn behind the scenes because we're here.
You're like that guy that goes to the strip club. You know, they're just doing it for the money, man. They really don't like you, so, you know, don't fall for it.
Don't
get a boner. She's not going to come around. She's not your girlfriend.
You have to be told that at the strip club?
No, but you're like the guy that has to remind everybody of the obvious.
Okay.
Boo, no good,
yes,
Bills.
None of this is good. None of this is good.
I do wonder because... do they stop filming at the end of training camp at St. John Fisher, or do they keep following them through the preseason? Because
I think they go all the way to game day.
I was going
to
say, they don't make cuts. They're not making cuts for like a while now based on how the rules
they show you the
changed,
cuts.
Right?
I would assume it goes all the way to the cuts, because that's the drama, right?
Yeah. Like right, that's what I mean. Like,
where it gets ugly.
Yeah.
Tom writes us on Instagram.
Well, what's Tom? What was that?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I'm a Ravens fan. I was completely stoked on Hard Knocks last year till I was forced to watch that last episode and felt like I was reliving the Bills. Felt like reliving that Bills game was worse than a breakup. That was on. By the way, the last two in-season Hard Knocks, the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins from 2 years ago, their last games were heart-wrenching losses to the Buffalo Bills. The Ravens in the playoffs and the Dolphins when they blew the chance to win the division when the Bills came back when they had like a 4-game lead.
Yeah.
But no, this is a good idea.
Oh my God.
Great idea, everybody. Hey, way to go, Tommy. Good idea, Tommy.
There is no jinx. Well, you don't think Josh is up to it?
What's that?
You don't think he can handle it? He's a little soft. Can't handle the bright lights and the success. And the Hollywood lady.
There's 80 other guys on that roster that I do worry about, yes.
Well, he'll keep him in line. He's a leader. Let's see what kind of leadership he's got.
So now you're taking shots at Josh Allen?
No, you are. You're saying you think Josh Allen cannot handle the bright lights of HBO as St. John Fisher called.
I know Josh Allen can handle it because he handled the cover of Madden. He's handled dating an award-winning actress.
So he's got this. Relax, man. It may help him.
James Cook. Two words, my friend. James.
Well, James Cook, I hear it ain't worth the money. Let him go.
That's not what I said.
I hear you got two guys behind him anyway.
Here's a fun fact.
Dying to run the ball.
Here's a fun fact for you.
What's that?
Kimmy, has Brandon Bean been the GM now for 8 years?
At least.
All right. Brandon Bean's been the general manager of the Buffalo Bills for 8 years.
Mm.
Until Sunday, not a single player under Brandon Bean's watch in 8 years had missed a practice due to a contract dispute.
Okay.
The first time it happened, HBO was in town.
Yeah, but we kind of knew that this was a... This was building up.
And
to
Cook
this
ain't
going to
take it, man.
We knew he wanted a new contract before HBO showed up.
He ain't
up.
Bending over for no Bean. You know, Bean's all day hanging out at Catalana's house, laughing it up. Good times out there. But this poor Cook kid is struggling over here.
You know how much it chaps Tommy's ass? So for those for those who don't know, Mike Catalana lives around the corner from St. John Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah.
He, Jenna Cottrell, and our good buddy, Hot Takes Dan Fates, they do Buffalo Plus, right, on YouTube, the YouTube thing. And every year, they have Brandon Bean walk over, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills.
Doesn't he, like, jog through his neighborhood or something?
Walks through his neighborhood. Yeah. Catalana noticed and made a joke one time, like, you should come over to my house for an interview. They interview Brandon Bean in Catalana's backyard. This year, not only did they interview Brandon Bean in Catalana's backyard again, Hard Knocks, with their entire camera crew, showed up and filmed
it. Oh, buddy.
So,
and Mike's got that brand-new, beautiful roof. That he keeps bragging about on TV.
Like, Tommy thinks he's a bigger media celebrity than Catalana.
Where's your TV commercial?
Tommy's got no TV commercial.
He's going to have a roof.
No HBO crew in his backyard. I know it chaps your ass. You think that should be you.
And I've been paying HBO since I was a kid. I've had HBO.
And that's why they should film in your wife's backyard?
Yes.
Is that you bragging?
I had HBO a long time.
I have, man. Since my 20s. Back when they had like real X-rated movies and stuff. Back in the day they did.
Yeah. No, I don't get HBO to your backyard. What are you going to do with what Bills player, you weirdo?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.